This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Shaoning. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Rajiv Richakaran, the State Assemblyman for Bukit Gasing, on tackling low-level corruption. But in the meantime, let's talk about trade. Because Malaysia's total trade numbers declined 2.5% to 1.8 trillion ringgit in 2019. And this is compared to 1.9 trillion reported in 2018, no thanks to lower exports and imports, according to the Malaysia Ministry of International Trade and Industry.
Yeah, MITI Deputy Minister Dr. Ong Kian Ming said exports declined by 1.7% to 986.4 billion ringgit, while imports were lower by 3.5% at 849 billion. He noted that the decline in total trade was due to lower demand from Malaysia's major trading partners. He added that this nevertheless resulted in a trade surplus of 137.4 billion from 123.8 billion in 2018, implying an 11% year-on-year increase. The deputy minister also noted that this is the largest trade surplus since 2009 and also the 22nd consecutive year of trade surpluses for Malaysia since 1998. Now, on prospects, Ong noted that Malaysia's external trade is to remain modest amid challenging global environment in 2020.
So prior to the novel coronavirus outbreak, though, the deputy minister did note that MITI had a total trade target of 2 trillion ringgit in 2020 on the back of improving global trade, CPO prices and oil prices. But it looks like that outlook may perhaps change. Now, on the impact, though, of the coronavirus on Malaysia's trade, Ong Kian Ming did point out that it's still a little too early to tell, as the first quarter is usually slow due to the Chinese New Year.
The reason why I think it's too early to estimate is because traditionally the manufacturing activities in China during the Chinese New Year period is very, very low. Most factories close for at least 1 week, sometimes even more. No doubt there will be some disruptions in China's supply chain and also the global supply chain as a result of this virus, which may prevent, you know, manufacturing activities from taking place in China. But we don't know exactly what negative effect it will have.
Comparing it to the SARS outbreak, Ong noted that there would definitely be a slowdown.
If let's say we reference to what happened in SARS before, what we see is, for example, we can anticipate a slowdown in terms of the Chinese economy in quarter one of this year because of the coronavirus. We don't know how big the slowdown would be. And because of the importance of China in the global trade and also economic value chain now compared to, you know, SARS, which was 2003, the effect would probably be bigger than in 2003.
However, he also noted that the government is monitoring the situation, and as it stabilizes, a rebound is expected in the second quarter.
As the situation for the coronavirus starts stabilizing, we are thankful for the efforts that the Chinese government has undertaken. And you can see that at least of now, the cases in Malaysia have stabilized. So we hope that if, let's say, there can be more certainty in the next couple of weeks in terms of the spread of this virus, then we hope to be able to see a V-shaped rebound, not just by China, but also other countries that trade and do business with China. So V-shaped rebound means things may go down a bit during the months of February and March in terms of trade as well as output. Once things get back to normal, as soon as possible, touch wood, then we'll be able to see a rebound in terms of these numbers in the second quarter of this year.
And that was Deputy International Trade and Industry Minister Dr. Ong Kian Ming speaking to BFM News and striking quite an optimistic tone there because they're hoping that as the cases in Malaysia at least stabilise, they will start to see what he calls a V-shaped rebound. In other words, as much of a climb as there was a decline, I guess, in the first couple of months of the year.
Well, I hope so too, but I wonder whether we are going to have a bit more pain before we get this recovery. Mm. I mean, for sure, December's numbers did look quite good, and we are registering a trade surplus. But if we drill down on the export numbers, they did beat Bloomberg consensus forecast. But the point is, what can we expect looking forward, right? Because these are all just lagging indicators. Now, we do know that there will definitely be issues with regards to global supply chains. And Malaysia nonetheless still remains very export-driven, very export-denominated, especially in the electrical and electronic space. And just to put into context what's happening around the world, Hyundai has actually closed some of its car plants in South Korea because they are missing this essential part of this engine because it comes out of China. So can you imagine if you're a global car maker and suddenly all your car plants stop? It's no joke. I mean, the cost to your company and the delay in manufacturing and everything nowadays is just based on just-in-time manufacturing.
Yeah.
Right? You don't keep any inventory. You don't keep any stock. So if China closes for longer than expected and people find it harder to get back to the factories because of all these city shutdowns, there will be a significant impact and we will feel it here nonetheless.
We will. And we've been speaking with a number of analysts on the show on the subject of the coronavirus. And I think the consensus seems to be that Singapore and South Korea, as some of the most open economies, Hong Kong as well, in the region, they're going to be hardest hit by the fallout from the coronavirus. But we are also quite high up on that list. So Malaysia and Thailand, we're very dependent on Chinese tourists, for example. And tourism numbers have dropped off significantly since the virus really started to gain international attention around the Chinese New Year weekend.
So I won't be surprised in the next few days we will see the economists from the different banks actually cut the GDP forecast for 2020. I think the consensus on Bloomberg is 4.4%, but I won't be surprised if it gets trimmed to, let's say, 4.3 or even 4.2 on the back of this.
And as Han said this morning, a lot of it does depend on how long the outbreak does drag on before we start to see some kind of resolution. Because if it drags on, say, into March or April, then we could start to see an impact heading into the first half of the year, not just the first quarter. But looking also at some of the coronavirus news from Malaysia itself, we have 10 cases diagnosed here in Malaysia, and one of them, a 4-year-old girl from China, has recovered from the coronavirus infection. So Health Ministry Director General Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah told Malaysia Kini that the girl has been allowed to leave the Sultanah Maliha Hospital in Langkawi, where she was quarantined previously, and she's set to return home to China with her family soon.
But on the other hand, a 41-year-old man from Selangor has become the first Malaysian to test positive for the coronavirus. Now, according to the health minister, the man had actually returned from Singapore after being there on a business trip, and during the trip he attended meetings that had international delegates, including those from China. Now, the man has been placed in isolation ward in Hospital Sungai Buloh and is currently in a stable condition.
And meanwhile, for the Malaysians currently still in China, there are about 180 Malaysian students left in the country after university classes were suspended due to the outbreak. Now, Deputy Education Minister Tony Ching has said that the group is the remainder of more than 3,800 Malaysian students studying there. And but it's also important to note that these numbers were obtained from those who have registered with the Malaysian government. So the Education Ministry won't know any other Malaysian students who studied there without informing authorities. But apparently using WeChat, the Education Department at the Malaysian Embassy in Beijing have contacted these students and are assured that they are all in good health. So following arrangements to be made by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, these remaining students will be repatriated.
Meanwhile, in the tourism sector, we already see the first impact from the coronavirus in Genting. The company announced the cancellation of all tour bookings from China at Resorts World Genting and at Awana Hotel for February. Operations, of course, continue as normal. They are also taking preventive measures against the spread of this coronavirus. The resorts have introduced infrared thermal scanning at all checkpoints and entrances. And guests who have travelled abroad recently and are sick will be sent to designated holding rooms. Now, what has happened in Macau is that they have actually going to close casinos for 2 weeks. Now, this is really going to impact an economy where gaming revenue is 80% of total GDP.
Absolutely. And just 2 weeks ago, I think we saw numbers, Macau's tourist arrivals coming in, and they saw an 80% drop-off in tourist arrivals as a result of the start of the outbreak. Now, the WHO has, of course, also come out to say that this coronavirus outbreak does not yet constitute a pandemic. Now, we have seen this word bandied about in media reports, but it is not yet the case that it is a pandemic. So Sylvie Briand, who's head of the WHO's Global Infectious Hazard Preparedness Division, told reporters in Geneva we're at the phase case where it's an epidemic with multiple points of infection, but it's not yet considered a pandemic, which is an epidemic that's spread over several countries or continents, usually affecting a large number of people. Now, right now, though, we are about to head into the 7:30 news, and then up next, we'll be speaking with Tommy Tsien, head of Greater China Research at OCBC Bank, on the impact of the coronavirus on the Chinese economy. So that's going to be happening after the 7:30 news. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.